So, Om Shanti and good morning to everyone present in this hall and those of you who have joined us online. So, I'm sure you all been enjoying the session so far, are you? Yeah? Yeah, that's great. So, I guess it's our great fortune to have Brother Surya with us. So, how many of you here don't know Brother Surya? Is there anyone who don't know? Very few, I think one or two hands. So I guess that says a lot about him, isn't it? And I guess he's the face that we see before Baba Milan, right? He's the one who really uplifts the atmosphere in the Diamond Hall and so our stage. So today we're very fortunate to have him in front of us. And we're going to hear a lot about the topic that we have today. It's about building a foundation through connection with the seed. And before he goes into the topic, I'll give you a little brief introduction about him. So his very name is Surya, which translates as the sun. And I guess like the sun of knowledge, he also, like the sun changes or transforms everything, he also transforms the soul with his knowledge that he shares with everyone. And he came to Baba at a very young age. He came in the year 1964, and he surrendered at the age in year 1968. So I think he was in his very teenage years that he came to Baba and surrendered his life. And he is in charge of the kitchen department in all the three campuses. And I think from the things that I have heard about him, and correct me, Brother Surya, that even though he's the kitchen department, but before he came to Baba, I think he did not know much about cooking, isn't it, brother? Nothing, he's saying nothing. So I think that's the gift or the speciality that Baba fills us, right? He makes the impossible possible, and right now it's not a small kitchen, it's the three kitchens of the three big campus. So I will hand over to Brother Surya and we will hear from him. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Yoga is the foundation of our life. If we are very strong in yoga, our foundation is also very strong. We can enjoy a stress-free life, problems-free life. But as I can see, many Brahmins in the world are not so strong in yoga. In many family, problems in relationships, psychiatric problems, physical, bodily problem, many problems have diverted their mind. So it has become a great challenge for everyone how to concentrate mind. Many Brahmins come, 20 years in Gyan, but not good experience of yoga. Weak yoga weakens the soul. Weak yoga creates the problem in our life. So we have to connect ourselves to the Supreme. One thing is coming up in my mind from the recent only of 2 days before. Surrender your burdens of your life to me and see the result. This is also one practical point, connection with the seed. How to experience cooperation of the Supreme Father? It's a great thing for our life. We Brahmins, first of all, we must know we are now not alone in this world. On this journey of Brahmin life, God is with me. Bring this strong intoxication in your mind. God, the Supreme Being, the Almighty Father, is always cooperating to me. He never leaves us alone. Be sure. But important thing is how much we have our connection to Him. How much faith, the definition of faith is very deep. Not that Baba, He has come, He is teaching us, this is the faith. No. He will do. He will solve my problem. Such faith and confidence. He will make my life carefree. I will enjoy my life in His company. Create such thoughts in your mind and see the result. So as Baba had mentioned, you experience burden life. Now you have to experience how Baba removes all burdens from your mind. How He makes you light. This connection to the seed will make you very experienced one and very strong. So, in your life, I would say, every day, at least one experience you must have in your life, every day, one. I gave up my burden to Baba, and how did He help me? Wonderful experience. You can note down them. You have to write down them. Your experience will lead you to easy and happy life. One thing. Very clearly we must know the technique of yoga. We have to visualize soul. We have to visualize Shiv Baba in soul world. Visualization power is very important to enjoy a successful yoga. If we can't visualize, our mind will fluctuate, run away here and there. And this visualization is done through our intellect. Intellect is the power. Intellect is third eye of wisdom. Through this intellect, we do visualize soul, Shiv Baba, our five form. Invisible things can be visualized. But for this, we need two things. Practice as well as clean intellect. Everyone must talk to oneself. Talk now to yourself. God Himself has come down to me. We are not searching Him now. He has come down to give me everything, all powers, all blessings, all talents, all qualities, complete purity, all treasures. He has come down to give me everything. What am I doing? Talk to yourself. Am I eager? Am I determined to achieve everything from Baba? Or I'm looking at my own weaknesses, my own weak thoughts, negative thoughts all the time. Churn this way, self-introspection we call it. Talk to yourself. There is only one opportunity for me in this drama, when I can achieve everything from Baba. What am I doing? Now is the only opportunity for me, when I can receive many blessings from Him, His Sadguru, Supreme Guru. I can achieve many blessings from me. I can make my fortune of 5,000 years most elevated. What am I doing? Am I aware of this? That this is the only time to achieve everything from God before now, after from Copper Age. We had been just calling Him, invoking Him, asking from Him, "Oh God, give me this, 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 this." We did not know He is listening me or not. He will give me or not. Now we know He listened to every thought. He gives response to our each thought. He is always ready to help with us. What I am doing? Chant this way to yourself. So it's in our own hand. What is in our own hand? We can stabilize our mind, or we can throw it out in many ways thoughts. So waste thinking is very dangerous nowadays. I would suggest to you one thing. Every day in Murli, many useful points are coming. You all must note down minimum 16 points from Murli's, not in one day. You can write them down in 1 month. Which kind of point? Which make you unshakable, which give you intoxication, which make you very stable, which make you very powerful, which give you different awareness, which can make you very pure. Note down such point. You can note down 25 to 52. Keep them reading. This was my experience of many years from Avyakt Murli and Sakar Murli. I had been writing such powerful points in my notebook, and I used to read them, so I remembered them. And whenever any problem came, either in work or in personal life, those thoughts helped a lot. Would you like this? So make this knowledge your best foundation of life. Knowledge also, you know, came from the Supreme Seed, Ocean of Knowledge. His knowledge also gives us power, support. Second thing, so visualization, first thing. Visualize yourself here, a shining point, a point with glow, a point with complete purity, a point with absolute powers. Visualize now itself, please, for 1 minute. See yourself. Now, visualize Shiva Baba in soul world. Take your intellect up there, in soul world. Gyan Surya Shiva Baba. Almighty Shiva Baba is sitting there. There is a big aura around him, powerful aura. He's sitting inside that aura. Okay. So when we visualize soul, what happens? We meet our own self. So soul's quality will emerge. We have many qualities in soul. Purity, many powers within us. They are in merge form all the time. But if we concentrate here, visualize here, and keep little thoughts in your mind, I am supremely pure soul. I'm very powerful soul. I'm very peaceful soul. Just thought. So those things will emerge. When you visualize Shiva Baba, very important thing, all must know. Those who are Rajyogi in the world must know. We need not to ask for anything from Baba. Baba, give me peace. Baba, give me might. Just visualize him. He is almighty. I am visualizing almighty. His might started coming to me. Automatic. If you visualize him with the thought, he is ocean of peace. I am a peaceful soul. His entire vibrations of peace will come to you. If you start visualizing him with the thought, he is ocean of purity. I am pure soul. So his vibrations of purity will come down to you. Simple technique, but it need practice. Easy Raja Yoga, but it becomes easy when we practice it again and again, again and again. We can say, practice will make it easy. Without practice, this easy yoga will become difficult yoga, stressful yoga. You will say, I sit in yoga, but I could not connect to Baba. Oh, I got tired. Tiring yoga. But if you do such practice, it will become the biggest enjoyment of life, delightful feeling in the life, and you will enjoy. Mind will say again and again to you, sit down in yoga, sit down in yoga. So I would suggest one thing. Those who want to make yoga easy, 4 times every day, 10 minutes, you can choose. Make your own timing. Sit down for 10 minutes and do good practices of yoga. Different exercise of yoga, different techniques of yoga you can do. So it will give you enjoyment and easiness in life. Just one entertaining practice of yoga. Suppose you sit down at 6 o'clock in the morning for 10 minutes for yoga. Do this practice. I am a soul. I left this body, flying up, went to Shiva Baba, touched him, came back in forehead. You can do it then in 1 minute. I am a soul. Visualize self for 10 seconds. I am running towards Baba, flying in 10 seconds. I sat down with Baba for 20 seconds. I came down. Again I am in forehead. Sit there for 10 seconds. Do like this 10 times. Yoga will become very easy. These are entertaining exercises Baba has taught us. I am also teaching you, sharing you, one very entertaining exercise of yoga, which was given by Bap Dada in trance through Guljar Dadi many, many years before. Sit down for 10 minutes in yoga and see that in your left, on your left side up above, there is Brahma Mother, Mom Brahma. He is giving you the vibrations of coolness from his forehead. Cool vibrations are coming down to me. Start with 10 seconds. Then on right side, see Baba, Almighty Gyan Surya. He is giving vibrations of might. So from him, powerful red rays are coming down to me. 10 seconds. Then 20 seconds from Baba, Brahma Baba, cool vibrations. Then from Shiv Baba, powerful vibrations. Then 30 seconds. Do it for 10 minutes and see experience of yoga in your life. Very important thing. To make yoga easy, three supporting points for seed stage, for powerful yoga, I can say supporting practices, or you can say they are very good practice of yoga. One is soul consciousness. Those who are very weak in yoga, they must spare 10 minutes every day. 10 minutes. Either morning, evening, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock. It's not necessary that 4 o'clock in the morning. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, evening, 6, 7, 8, and sit in deep silence. Visualize yourself a soul here. You know 7 qualities of soul. You have to give 7 minutes for 7 qualities to accept each one. Each one. First thought, I am a peaceful soul. How to do? You can learn now. I am a peaceful soul. Accept it. Peace is my nature. Peace is my original quality. I am peaceful. Baba has made me peace house. And then, from me, from the soul, vibrations of peace are spreading out. Be in them. Feel them. Vibrations of peace are coming out from me. They are making atmosphere peaceful. 1 minute. You can take second quality. I am a loveful soul. Similarly, you have to give 1 minute for this. Love is my nature. I love myself. I love my beautiful life. I love the life God has given now to me. I love all human beings and all creature of God, animals, all, everything, birds. I love all. My mind is free from hate and negative feeling for anyone in the world. I love all equally, souls of all religions. That's it. Third, you can take, I am a knowledgeable soul, knowledgeful soul. Means full with spiritual knowledge, spiritual light. Knowledge is light. So visualize yourself. Divine light from me is spreading out. I am very lucky. God Himself has given me knowledge. I am full in knowledge. I am not searching who God is, who am I. I know everything. I know the beginning, middle and end of this world cycle. I am full, I am happy, I am content. Like this. You can practice 7 qualities, accept each one, churn them, and see the experience. You will see that all qualities are emerging in your life. You are becoming very loveful. You are becoming very peaceful. Second thing is self-respect. If we want to connect ourselves, the seed Shiva Baba has given us many titles. We must know them. We must accept them. Acceptance is very important dharana in our life. Accept them. You are Master Almighty. Baba's important title. He has given us, and many times He had reminded, you are not weak, you are most powerful soul in the world, you are more powerful than Maya, you are more powerful than problems, you are more powerful than anything in this world. Accept it. And secret is, if we remember it, I am most powerful, I am Master Almighty, so our mights, our all powers are always immersed. They will work with us, they will remain with us. But if we forgot it, then many negative thoughts will enter our mind. So you can choose. Many points of self-respect in your mind? At least 16. At least 16. Those who are very powerful. Revise them. Remind to your own self, I'm very powerful. I'm victorious jewel. I'm a great soul in this world. I'm supremely pure soul. I am the destroyer of obstacles. Feel them. I am. Not only repetition, but with deep realization, I am this. I am world benefactor. Not a small thing. I have to bring benefit to the world, many souls of this world. So how great, how powerful I must be in my life. So these self-respect points, swaman in Hindi, swaman point, will make you very great, and then mind will become stable. Practice of self-respect is a great basis for concentration. I am saying one important thing always in classes. Our each and every thought generates energy. Understand it properly. On the basis of this philosophy, that each thought will generate energy, power. I did one experiment on psychiatric patients. It is done, I don't count, but maybe 500 people who have psychiatric problems, fear, depression, anxiety, and many other name doctors give them, schizophrenia. So I asked those brothers and sisters, you just write down 108 times, I am Master Almighty, whenever you open your eyes in the morning and before going to bed at night. Because both time our subconscious mind is awakened, active. So it will accept easily that you are very powerful. And with this one thought, powerful energy will go to the brain. And many cases are solved, healed. Many patients of depression, they got healed in 21 days only. Many in 3 months. So this is a great thing with the points of self-respect. If you practice the points of self-respect, you will be highly benefited. See it in your life. Use them in your life. You can connect to, I am Master Almighty, success is my birthright. You will get success. I am Master Almighty, and I am the remover of obstacles. Your obstacles will finish. I would suggest to all Brahmins from here now that every Baba child must organize 21 days yoga program. We call it Yoga Bhatti. It will be called Vighna Vinashak Yoga. Means a yoga who will destroy the obstacles. So obstacle destroyer bhatti for 21 days, because obstacles are increasing day by day, full force in this world. You will find in near future, after 25, I think, many things will become very severe, serious in this world. Definitely we will enter a very critical period of this world cycle. So how to do? Fix up a time. Suppose you do it 6 to 7 in the morning. For example, you can choose your own time. You can make accordingly, according to your routine, your own time. First, remember 3 times, I am Master Almighty and remover of the obstacles, 3 times. Then do 1 hour powerful yoga. And if you can do such yoga, that I am receiving might from Almighty. The fountain of His energy is coming down to me. If you could do such practice, I know it's difficult for 1 hour, you can use commentary, You can use other kinds of yoga, but most of the time receive energy from Baba. So this powerful energy will destroy the obstacles of your life. Those obstacles may be in your business, in your relationships, concerning wealth, money, relationship between wife and husband, father, mother and children, or bodily diseases. Many incurable diseases can be cured by this practice. But condition is that we should not miss it even a single day. If you miss it, you have to start again from the first day. So constant practice of yoga, 1 hour every day. And if you fix time, that will be a better thing. So you will experience that your obstacles are leaving you. They are going. They are being destroyed in the fire of this yoga. 5 form practice. 5 form. Most important, Avyaktvad Dada had given this homework to all Brahmins. And once I remember, he mentioned that every day, 8 times you have to do the practice of 5 form. 8 timing, not in the morning only, in whole day, 8 timing. You know, 5 form, soul, visualize yourself, be in that. Churn soul's quality. 2nd thing, our deity form. Bring your deity form in front of your 3rd eye. I was like this in golden age, in my 1st birth. I was absolutely viceless, full virtuous, fully powerful. Accept it. I was this. I will become this. 3rd thought, I am like this. 3rdly, worship worthy form. You can choose your own worship worthy form. 4thly, Brahmin. Brahmin means remember yourself, respect. I am very fortunate. I found God in this life. I saw everything in this life. I saw how God teaches to His children. I noticed how ocean of love gives love to His children. I saw many things in this life. I am very fortunate. Keep thinking this way. Then angel. Visualize your angelic form. What is angel? I will say something about an angel and a thought I want to give you all. You have to think now that during the period of world transformation, during the period when this world will start, you know what? A heavy period of time of destruction. I want to play this role. Fix up your role. This will be my role at that time, and people will be crying. That then when they will be suffering a lot, when there will be bloodshed everywhere, I want to play this role. Make a vision in your mind. And a vision I would like to give you. I am an angel. Bring it into your practice. and a simple idea. Whenever you drink water, juice, whenever you drink anything, tea, milk, at least 2-3 times, remember, I am an angel of purity. So the thought you create again and again in your mind, you will become that angel. What angel is? Clear idea, clear theory must be in your mind. Soul is sitting here. Soul thinks always. There is a constant flow of thoughts in our mind. Those thoughts are spreading in our whole body. It's a constant and natural practice. Our thoughts energy is spreading in our whole body all the time and making the body of energy. The body of light, people call it astral body, angelic body. This is our angelic form. So feel for some moments, I am a soul sitting in the body of light. Just as if physical body got disappeared. I am an angel sitting in the body of light. From each part of my body, divine light is spreading out, making an aura around me. I am an angel. This practice at least 2 times every day. And as I mentioned, while drinking anything, 2-3 times every day, simple, I am an angel of purity. Now, the vision I want to give you, I hope you will like it, you will enjoy it, and I would suggest you bring it into your practice. Only 1 time every day, morning or evening. Fixed time is not important. You can do it 6 o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock time is also good time. Feel that I am an angel. Together with me, you have to practice. I am an angel sitting in the body of light. Now, I went in the sky, I am there. I am an angel of purity. From Baba, golden rays, golden vibrations of purity are coming down to me. Feel a constant flow of pure vibrations on me. I am the angel of purity and master of this entire nature. These golden vibrations are going to the nature. See, entire sky has become full of these pure golden vibrations. And from the earth, thousands of people are looking at me. Oh, a great angel has come in the sky to protect us, to help with us. they are seeing me in this divine angelic form. They are becoming very happy, carefree, fearless, a big angel is with us. Then I came down. This is the vision, our own vision. I love it very much. Hope you also love it very much. Did you like?
Yes.
Do it once a day. And it will happen during the time of destruction that people will see you in this angelic form and will get big support. Now I want to end class here. Om Shanti.